Good morning. Yes, you go ahead and clap and say to Carol, thank you for that. And I'll say thank you to each of you for setting your clocks ahead an hour. How many of you went to bed last night an hour early? Or did you just endure the getting up an hour earlier today? But thank you for setting your clocks ahead of time. Thank you for coming to church and not being worried about the storm that's coming. Don't worry about it. Where's Marianne? She has sleeping bags and stuff in her car, so if we need to stay the set. Oh, well, you share, right? Oh, okay. All right, well, she came prepared. She's ready to stay anywhere and everywhere, right? But thank you for setting your clocks ahead. Thank you for not worrying about the storm and all of that kind of stuff. It's going to happen, right? Worrying about it isn't going to change it. And then thank you for coming, even though we're going to have a potluck. How many of you came just for the potluck? That's okay to be that way. Wayne, yeah, thank you. There's some honest people in the crowd. But we've come to worship and praise God, right? Amen. How many of you... No, I'm not going to... I won't go there. Obedience to God is one of the things that I would say as human beings and sinful human beings, we struggle with. Anybody want to agree with that? Okay. So let me just say thank you to anyone that's here this morning that's a parent. You've had a child. Okay? Because that tells me that you are obedient to God. Because Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, he says, go forth and multiply. So in some way, if you're a parent and you're here this morning, you've already been obedient to God because you've had a child. And that's why we're here today. We're here to celebrate children. So we're going to sing some songs, sort of like our normal stuff. We're going to pray. And then I'm going to bring an object lesson sermonette kind of a thing. It'll be good for them and it'll also be good for you. So pay attention. And then the children are going to lead us in some children songs that some of you may remember from the days that you were a child. Okay? And when they get to that point, it's very important that you sing along. That you sing along. Because your singing with them will encourage them. Okay? And you know how it is. This morning when they were up on the stage, they were squirrely. You weren't. Oh, very good. Okay. Most of them were. But you know how it is. You remember back when you were a kid, and now you have to go up and stand on the stage for the real thing. You freeze. So they're going to need your encouragement this morning when they get up there to pull them along, right? And I want to thank Linda and Cynthia and others. Bonnie, I thought I saw her here earlier. Probably in the kitchen working. She's a servant. But helping to pull all of this together. So this is more than just a children's program. This is not a children's program. This is us as a congregation celebrating the children of our neighborhood, children of our families of our congregation. And we're going to celebrate youth today. All right? So feel young today, will you? Feel young today. And to help you in that way, I invite you to take your hymnals and turn to page 743. And I invite you to stand when you find that. It's a responsive reading, so we will read it in that fashion. I will read the fine print, you read the bold print. Find a hymnal and stand, and we're going to read the reading on page 743. All right. Little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. All right, so there's permission to act like a little child today. At least in the realm of faith and accepting the truth of Scripture as it speaks to us today. Let's pray. Father, we do love you, and we do thank you for blessing us with children. For each and every one of us, we're there at one time. So we know what it's like. We've experienced the energy of being a child. We've also experienced the faith of a child, trusting. And so today, as we worship you, let us trust, let us have faith, let us have joy as a child. As we lift our voices to you today, be pleased with our worship. Thank you, Father, for your love for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And now we give you an opportunity, as we do each and every Sunday, to worship by giving tithes and offerings. And if you are a guest here this morning, this is you can just keep your hands in your pocket. This is an act of obedience for those of us who worship here. And so we do this out of obedience to God, our Heavenly Father, and His Word. Let's pray. Father, now you have blessed us. We've experienced the blessings. And your Word tells us to take apart your blessing and save some of it and then give it back to you. And so we do this today. It is an act of worship, trusting, believing in your supplying our every need. And so, Father, take these gifts. Help us to be good stewards of the gifts that are given. And, Father, we give you praise. In Christ's name, amen. Ava was talking to me about dancing in church. Now, we think we're going to save that for heaven. But I don't know, listening to Carol play that, I kind of wanted to at least lift one foot.
Okay, well, let's stand. And if you want to lift one foot, I'd say just one at a time, Pastor. I was thinking too, man, you know, we've got some clapping going on. My foot was moving, you know. I wish I was a little more coordinated that way. That'd be great. So on the songs that we're singing here, if you want to clap, you want to move, worship. The name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
Amen. I realize some of you may not want to or be able to stand, and that's okay, but if you are able to, please remain standing, for mighty is our God.
Mighty is our God, mighty is our King, mighty is our Lord, ruler of everything. Glory to our God, glory to our King, glory to our Lord, ruler of everything. I sing the mighty power of God that makes the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that for ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that fills the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, mighty is our God, mighty is our King, mighty is our Lord, ruler of everything. Glory to our God, glory to our King, glory to our Lord, ruler of everything, ruler of everything, ruler of everything.
Amen. You may be seated.
An awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
He is awesome, and He's awesome in this place where we are today.
Into His presence, past the gates of praise, into Your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon Your countenance, I see the fullness of Your grace, and I can only bow down and say, You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To You our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. As I come into Your presence, past the gates of praise, into Your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance. I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
I invite you to stand as we are obedient to the words of that song, which says, give God praise for the blessings that you've received. Have you received any blessings this week?
Amen.
If not, you are a hurting bunch of people. But I do believe that we have all been blessed by God this week.
Yes.
If you'll just think about it, how many times did your heart beat this week? More than once. Every time it beats, that's a blessing from God. Every breath you take, it's a blessing from God. Think about the blessings that God has extended to you this week. And while we pray this morning, I invite you to just give Him praise for that. So often when we come to prayer time, it's the giving of the struggles of life to God. And that's okay. He's a big enough God, He can handle that stuff. But I do believe that God gets pleasure out of hearing His children, that would be us, giving Him praise for the blessings that He has given to us. So make your Heavenly Father happier this morning by just giving Him thanks for the blessings that you received this week. And if life has been a struggle, okay, then let him hear from you today. Because we know that our help and our strength and our joy comes from the Lord, not from the life circumstances that are around us, because they will come and they will go. But God is always God. Let's pray this morning. Father, this morning we do stand in your presence and we are in awe of you. You are such an amazing Heavenly Father. It's hard for us to even fathom the blessings that you've extended to us. For we go through a very busy day and we probably don't even recognize how your hand leads and guides us through a day. The little moments of your hand intercepting our day, your hand leading and guiding us through a conversation, through an issue at work, an issue at school. You are our Heavenly Father and you're always watching over us. And so, Father, this morning we give you praise and say thank you, Father. And Father, we thank you for giving to us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. What an amazing gift you've given to us. And what an amazing gift Jesus gave to us by allowing himself to be nailed to a cross, so that we can claim this morning the forgiveness of our sins. That's a gift from you, from your Son, Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we give you praise and thank you for your Holy Spirit that speaks to us. And that still, quiet voice, help us, Father, today to open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts, to hear what your Spirit says to us. And yes, Father, this morning we thank you for children. Help us as a congregation to love on them. Help us as a congregation to have faith as a child, to be obedient to the words of your Son, Jesus Christ, as He was teaching His disciples and teaching the crowd. These are important words that Jesus gave to us. To have faith as a child, to trust. So, Father, we give you praise today for speaking to us through your word, through the fellowship of song. Father, we do give you praise. In Christ's name we pray today. Amen. You may be seated. What is the most memorized passage of Scripture? 23rd Psalm, and another one? John 3:16. Somebody want to stand up and just quote that for us from memory? Somebody? 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 Going once? Going twice? Amen. Thank you, Lowell. That's it. John 3:16 speaks of God's love for us. And so today we're going to talk about measuring God's love. We live in a world where we love to measure things, right? When you go to the gas station, do you pay attention to the numbers on the pump? Huh? Yeah, because we like to measure things. We want to know how many gallons of gas went into that tank. How much we have to pay. You go to put air in a tire, do you care how much air goes in that tire? You better. Okay? Because we measure things. It's all around us. It's all around us. We measure things. Do you guys get grades at school? Or do they just give you a, who cares? They give you a grade. What are they doing? They're measuring your intelligence. They're measuring how well you comprehend the information. So even in your world, we measure things. What size shoe do you wear? 4. See, he knows. 4.5. You're growing. Okay? Tomorrow it'll be a 6. Okay? You will be. We measure things. It's in the culture that we live in. We want to quantify each and everything. Go to McDonald's and look at the menu board. They don't tell you just how much it costs. They tell you how the calories. Because they want you to eat healthy, or when you eat unhealthy, they just want you to know what you're doing to your body. But it is everywhere, isn't it? It is everywhere around us. We can't get away from measuring things. So this morning we're going to talk about measuring God's love. Is it possible to measure God's love? And so I have a couple of things up here that might help us in measuring God's love.
All right.
Children, what is this? Now it's not... Very good. Okay, R2-D2 Star Wars. But everything isn't as it appears. All right? Lucy, come here. All right. Oh, no, he comes apart. All right. Take his hat off. All right. What she has in her hand is an R2-D2. It's a toy from Star Wars. But it's more than that. What is that? Do you know what that is? This is a measuring cup set. It says that's a third of a cup. This is one cup. When your mom bakes things, does she use measuring cups and spoons? Very good. See, she's paying attention. Okay? Because we measure things, what would you eat your mom's cake or cookies if she just kind of closed her eyes and just threw things in a bowl? You probably would. Maybe you do that once, but not twice, right? Okay. Anyway, this is a measuring cup set. And this is an important thing that we use in hopefully you use it in your house, right? And again, we want to measure the ingredients. You can go ahead and sit back down. Thank you. We want to make sure that we get the right amount of ingredients in the mixture that we're doing, so we use a measuring cup, right? So, would this help us in measuring God's love for us? Why wouldn't it help? Why wouldn't this help us in measuring God's love? Huh? Well, it's for food, sure, but can we put God's love in this cup? Okay, there's a passage of Scripture, Psalm 23, that speaks of how this is not adequate for measuring God's love. Psalm 23, we're talking about memorizing Scripture. Psalm 23, it's on the plaque in the back of the church. Anybody, adults? Very good. God's love is so great. Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, "My cup..." Come on, people. Very good. Very good. "My cup overflows with God's love." A cup isn't enough to hold God's love. So we cannot use something like this to measure God's love. It's just not, it's not practical. It's not something that we can use to measure God's love. So don't try. Don't try to use something like that to measure God's love. So now moving on, I have in my hand, what is this? A tape measure, okay? Ethan, why don't you come up here a second? Which end of this do you want to hold? Do you want to hold the dummy end or the business end? No, you hold the business end. I'll hold the dummy end. Okay, so I want you to go down to that end of the altar, and we're going to measure and see how long this is. I imagine there are some people here who have always wondered, how long is this? All right, can you tell me how long that is? 143 inches. Okay, very good. Now, here, let's see how far it is to the back of the church. Go, be careful. Jeff's looking at me like you're crazy. Be careful. What's the number on there? Do you see a number? What does it say? Is there a big number? All right. This isn't big enough to measure the distance from the front of the sanctuary from here to that back wall. We don't have a big enough tape. I didn't bring that today, so it's not adequate even in measuring the distance from the front of the church to the back of it. But we can measure this to see how tall you are, right, Xavier? Because we did this, what, 3 weeks ago? They were here and they were asking about who was the tallest. And who was the tallest? Where is Esteban? Ah, good for him. All right, so you can use this for some things, right? We measured that. You can measure how tall you are if you want. Come over to our house. We have an old pantry door with all of our grandchildren's heights on it from the time they were old enough to stand. So this has adequate for some things. Scientists tell us how far the stars are from the Earth. Remember a couple of Sundays ago I talked about the new planets that they've found? And they're 46, what did they say, 46 trillion light years away? How far is that? They don't even make a tape measure close to get that far, do they? And you know what? They're really just guessing at it, because I looked that up the other day. Do we really know distance in space? Well, we have a scientist in the group. But back in, I believe, in the 70s, some scientists got together when they started getting these powerful telescopes. And they needed to come up with a formula, just kind of a guess at how far these stars are out. And so they give us a number. But you know, for me, I don't care if it's 41 trillion light years or 56 million trillion light years. It doesn't make any difference to me, because we're never going to go there, right? So measurements, they are all around us. They're numbers that happen each and every day. A passage of Scripture in Psalm 108 answers the question if we can use a tape measure to measure God's love. Who has Psalm 108? Who's going to read that? What do you have? Some of the children have passages of Scripture. Psalm 108, verse 4. Oh, come on up here and speak into the microphone. Ava's going to tell us.
For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
So, the psalmist once again tells us that we can't measure that because it is higher, God's love is higher than what? The heavens. We don't care how far the scientists tell us those planets are, those stars are out there. The Bible tells us that God's love is greater than even the heavens. That's pretty big, isn't it? We can't even begin to measure that. All right, finally we have something else, another form of measuring. Do you want to come up and hold this? Sure you do. All right, hold it up real high. Show everybody. What is that? It's a clock. It's a clock. Now, this clock isn't working right now, so it's only accurate twice a day. Okay? But we do tell time using a watch or a clock. Is that important? What time do you get up in the morning? 7 o'clock? See, time is important. What would happen if you got up at 8 o'clock? Would you miss school? Would that be a bad thing?
Yeah.
No. Time. We live in it. We live in a time frame, don't we? You go to school. What time do you go to lunch? 11:20. She knows what time she goes to lunch. Time is important to us, right? And your classes at school are a certain length of time? What, 45, 50 minutes, an hour, something like that, whatever? And then you go home. What time does the bell ring for you to go home? 3:10, 3:20. Okay. Oh, fourth grader. You get to stay longer. All right, you can sit down now. All right. But we do measure things by time, right? It's important to us. It is very, very important to us. How long will God love you? If we can't measure God's love, but now we're going to try to do it in a time frame, God's love, how can we measure it? How long will God love you? How do you know that? All right. Somebody has Psalm 103, verse 17. Who has that? All right, Rolando, you come up here. I'll hold the microphone, you read. You want to turn around and face everybody so they can see your pretty face?
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and his righteousness
unto
children.
Wow. Okay. So that's Psalm 103. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. How long is that? How long is that? That's forever. God's love is forever, 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 forever. It's hard for us even to get that in our brain, isn't it? But that's God's love. It is from everlasting to everlasting. So I guess we can't measure God's love, can we? We can't. We can come up with some fancy instruments. We can disguise some things in the form of a toy. But we can't measure God's love. So how do you know that God's love is real? God gives us an amazing gift. He gives us an amazing ability to know that His love is real. He allows us to experience it. He allows us to experience it. You get to experience God's love. Have you experienced God's love in your life? How do you experience God's love in your life? Good things happen. Somebody loves you. and somebody loves you, a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, we can experience God's love through each other. Because Jesus said we are to love each other, right? And if He loves us, and then we get to show that love to each other, we are showing each other the love of Christ. So we get to do that by experience. We get to experience it. Now I'm going to talk to the adults for just a second. Is that okay? I want to talk about this realm of experience for a little bit, experiencing God's love. Friday night, some of us were at a banquet, and one of the speakers talked about experiencing things of life. And when you experience certain things of life, you can become addicted to them. And so there were men there that night, and they were talking about experiencing drugs, alcohol, sex, other things, and becoming addicted to them. They became addicted to them because they had experienced them. In fact, one of the speakers said that we are all addicted to something. How many of you are addicted to Lay's potato chips? Okay. All right. How about an Oreo cookie? Okay. And a glass of milk. You got to have a glass of milk with it. How many of you are addicted to your cell phones? Okay, you got to have that cell phone. How many of you are addicted to a Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke? Okay, if I were standing up here long enough and I could cover all of the areas that addiction is possible, which would be infinite, there'd be something for sure that you would be addicted to. And how and why are you addicted to it? Because you've experienced it, and the experience that you had with it was like hooking you. It was like, wow, I can't have just one potato chip, because the commercial on TV tells me that you can't have one, and TV commercials are always right. Okay? So we can even become addicted to hearing false messages that people give to us. But it is all around us. It is being, it's living. But let me just tell you something. If you want to become addicted to something, experience God's love through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning, in our prayer time, Don and I were having a conversation, and this revelation just came to me that I am addicted to God's love. I don't know where I would be today. I don't know what I would be doing if I hadn't experienced His love as a little child, just like you guys. Or I had experienced His love as an adult, like you. And that love experience was so real to me, I don't want to ever let it go. I'm always coming back to it. I'm always coming back to it. I'm addicted to Cynthia's love. I'm not sure she's happy about that. No. No, she is. I pray that you have experienced God's love in such a magnificent, marvelous way that you can say today that you're addicted to His love. And if you've never experienced it that way, now again, you can't measure it, but He gives us experiences of life, of His love, those blessings that He gives to us that we can go back to and say, oh man, that was God. That was God. I'm addicted to that. I want to experience it more. I want to experience it today. I trust and I pray that you've given yourself to Christ. And in doing so, you've experienced the love of Christ in such a way that you're addicted to His Word. You're addicted to His Scripture, His reading of His Word. You're addicted to the message of songs that we sing. You're addicted to loving somebody. You're addicted to loving each other. We can't measure God's love, but He certainly allows us to experience it. And my prayer for all of us today is that you've experienced it in such a way that you are now addicted to God's love. Can't live without it. You can't imagine living without it. And that's possible when you give yourself to Him. Let's pray. Father, we do love You and we thank You for Your love for us. And yes, we've realized this morning that we can't measure it. There's no use. That's a futile task. And so, Father, we give up on that. But we do understand that You've allowed us to experience Your love. We experience Your love when we come to You and we ask for forgiveness of our sin. When we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we allow You to guide us through each and every day. You will come along and You will put Your fingerprint of love upon our life and we will say, oh, that was God. That was God's love. That was God's care for me. And in doing so, I find myself addicted to being Your child, experiencing Your love. So, Father, we give You praise today for that love that You give to us. Help us today to want it. Help us today to ask for it. Help us today to receive Your love. To experience Your love for us. Father, thank You for pouring Your love upon us. And we give You praise. In Christ's name, amen. Now I'm going to invite you. The children are going to come up on the platform. And they are going to conclude the service by leading you in some songs. And remember, I told you to join in. Join in. It's okay to join in on the kids' songs. Okay.
Well, I want to introduce to you your church. This is your church. You are the church, and this is your church. This is the church today, of today. This is our church today, and this is our church tomorrow, right? You agree with me, don't you? This is our church. So I introduce them to you, and I want you to give them a hand. Yeah. Yes. They've worked very hard, and they have... I'm just so glad that they're up here. This is so exciting for me. This is a neat thing. And Skylar, you can come up if you'd like to. Okay, that's fine. And Linda and I have had the privilege of teaching the children on Sunday mornings, and Linda is a wonderful storyteller. I love listening to her stories. And we started out with Genesis, with Adam and Eve, and we took our time, and we little by little went through the lessons because of the fact that not all of them are with us every Sunday morning. And you that have kids up here, I encourage you to let them come, encourage them to come, bring them every Sunday because they miss certain things and we just love having them. We need them here and you need them here. And their excitement when they're here really pours over on all of you and all of us. And not only do we need them here, and you need them here, but they need to be here. They need to know that this is their church, and this is their future church, and they need to know God's love and His stories, and they need to be led. What do you, when Pastor's talking about being addicted to something, what do you want them to grow up to be addicted to? And that's a really tough question, and all of you are thinking now, the potential of what they could be addicted to. We want them to be addicted to God and to His love and not listen to the things of the world that they could be addicted to, but to God's love. So it is our job as a church and their job as the church to be here and to be filled with God's love. We studied different stories, and when we studied about Abraham and Isaac, and I don't know if you know the story of Abraham bringing Isaac up the hill to sacrifice Isaac, and Isaac's like, where is the sacrifice? What's going on? What did Abraham say to Isaac?
The Lord will
And where is it found?
In
Right. And the verse, "the Lord will provide," was for Isaac and for Abraham. But it is for us every day. And all through the stories that we've been talking about, that rings in there, that God provided over and over and over. And we've ended, or not ended, we have just recently now camped out on Joseph. Because it's an amazing story, Joseph, in the Old Testament. And you'll see Joseph later. He will arrive. And that's where we're going next. So, all right. Well, we have some songs to sing. I think that was all I was going to say. But we're learning the scriptures, and we're learning the stories, and we're learning how to depend on God. So, I'm going to hop down there, and they're going to want you to stand up. And now you can stand up now and participate in all of the songs, and or sit down, stand up, whichever. And there might be there's some actions that you will want to watch them very closely and participate in the actions. And, you know, and like I said, some of them haven't all been here at all the time, so some will know them better than others. So let's sing. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
If you have a child up here, I'd invite you to come up, and we're going to have a prayer over the children and you as the adults in their life. And make sure you claim your own. It's okay if you stand next to somebody else's child. Because we're all praying for everybody, right? All right, give him a hug. Put your arms on him. Yeah, Esther, thank you. Give him a squeeze. Give him a squeeze. All right, and Cynthia, Matt, you can get squeezed up in here. Come on. All right, Cynthia's gonna pray.
All right, let's pray. God, this is an amazing moment, see? Seeing these families up here that need you, like we all need you desperately. We need you every hour. You are only strength, and you are our tower and our rock. And when we feel like we're failures as parents and grandparents, God, you come in and you help us. You do. And we trust you, and we know that you are with us, you walk with us, and you guide us. And God, thank you for your never-ending love, your faithfulness. And I pray right now, God, that you will place your great, powerful hand on each one of these kids. You already know their future. You see their lives. You see their hearts. You already know where they're going to go and what they're going to need in life and what they're going to be addicted to and what they're going to live for. And God, you give them to us as a church, and you give them to these parents and these grandparents and step-parents and step-grandparents. And will you please, God, give them, these people, these adults, great wisdom in raising these children. May you encourage them and wake them up on Sunday mornings to bring them here so that they will know you and love you and live for you and be addicted to you and nothing else. God, bless these people, bless these children, and protect them, keep them safe, and may you be with us the rest of the day, and may you bless the food that we will be eating at the potluck. God, you are great, and we depend on you, and we know that you have great things to come. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, the food's been blessed, and it's probably ready, but I invite you to make your way that way or stay in here in fellowship. But there is food, and if you're here this morning and you didn't bring anything, that is not an excuse for not staying. Okay? All right, so everybody's invited to stay for the potluck. And let's have some good fellowship together. Thank you.